In just the first months of 2017, the state of Vermont fended off thousands of cyber attacks, and those were just the attacks aimed at state government itself, according to Governor Phil Scott. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, government and academic leaders met with representatives from Vermont businesses and nonprofits today to help improve cybersecurity awareness.
For lots of people, cybersecurity sounds like a problem for somebody else to worry about. But that's not true. If there was one message at the Understanding Digital Threats Conference at Champlain College on Friday, it was that any business can be a victim and any employee can compromise a computer system. To give you a picture, here's what Governor Phil Scott says the state government has faced in just the past 2 months.
Almost 65,000 malware and phishing attempts, nearly 575,000 other attacks against state resources, and over 19,000 remote scans that were all successfully blocked.
But it's not just state government. Kate Dodge and her husband own Putney Mountain Winery with a full-time staff of less than 10 people. She was at the conference because of what happened to a business owned by their friends who used a cloud-based point-of-sale system.
They think, they don't really know how this happened. They opened an email that looked exactly like the emails from that company. And through that, somebody got in and basically used the point-of-sale system as a conduit for their illegal charges.
So somebody was using the business's credit card system to fill up their own bank account with bogus charges. Dodge says her friend's business was on the hook for $50,000 in fraudulent charges before the problem was discovered. Dodge didn't want to wait until that happened to her business before taking countermeasures.
It's a terrible experience. And meanwhile, you're trying to run your retail business.
And part of the problem for many small businesses is that they're always trying to run the business. Unlike state government, they don't have cybersecurity specialists on staff. That's what Dodge asked presenters about at the conference.
We don't have, you know, security specialists. Where would we go to look for someone who could help us set up better systems?
The city of Burlington's chief information officer, Beth Anderson, said the city uses some local consulting firms, but she also recognized that not all small businesses can afford those. She pointed to Norwich University and Champlain College as good resources for security help.
Some of the local consultants, which we use, and they're great, but they're not inexpensive, particularly for a small business. You have two universities, I hope you don't mind my pitching, that have great cybersecurity programs and students who'd probably love to do programs with businesses too.
Dodge's business is already doing at least one thing right, though. Champlain College cybersecurity professor Dwayne Dunstan said that whoever is running security for businesses, it's not just something that happens. Security is an investment, and everybody on staff needs training.
Listen closely. It requires routine training, not once a year security awareness training. You have to do this on a repeated basis. It takes time. It takes time out of people's normal production cycle. So that's why managers have to be involved to support this at the highest level.
But for starters, presenters said it might help just to make sure nobody on staff is using the world's most common password. The word password. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.